Sri Chaitanya Manokishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadavajyam Dadati Shapadantikam Pancha Kapataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayivasa Paritanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Kishinama He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Nasuri Vindaye Tulsi Dibbai Priyaye Krishna Vashita Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Satya Vatsai Namana Nama Shrestham Manamapi Satiputra Matta Sharupam Rupam Tasya Gajamurupuring Maturing Gostavattin Radha Kundam Giribanamo Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Jasya Paritakipaya Sri Gurung Tang Natosmi Jaya Shafarika Shishi Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiva Parapadhanam Dastu
Feel that everyone's afraid of me or something. If you want to come this side of it, come this way. But when marriage comes, because when marriage comes, others will just come and sit in front of you anyway. Instead of shouting at you over a microphone at the other end of the room. Now what is appropriate? Chantu. What is appropriate? Sri Guru Charana Padma. Yeah. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Andamoyi Savadhano Mase For a sadi bhai bhavatari ajai Krishna prapti hoi jaha hoi se Padma Bhaka Itete Kori Ayakya Arona Kori Homone Asha Ranirati Sei Sei Uttama Gati De
prasadi puri sarvayasha. Sri Guru charanirati seise ottama gati. Sakudan dila jai, janme janme prabhu sei. Divya gyan vidhi prakashita. Prema bhakti jaha hoise abhija vinasho jate. Vedegai jahara charita. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janada Bandhu. Lokanath Lokira Jivana. Prabhu kara daya deho more pada chaya. Guru deva kara daya deho more pada chaya. Eya dhamma loila sharana. Jai Pada Kamala Koti Chanda Sushi Tala. Deshayai Jagata Durai. Hello Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Jira kori dhoro nitair pai. Se sambandho nahi jar vrita janma gelo taro. Sei pashu bara durataro. Jai na bolile mukhe majjila samsara sukhe. Vidya kule ki kori betara. Ahankare matta hoya nitai pada pastoriya. Asatere satya kori mane. Nitaye karuna hobe braje radha krishna pabe. Dharo nitaye charan dukhane. Dharo nitaye charan dukhane. Nijaye charana satya tahara sevaka nitya. Nijaye pada sada koro asya. Narottama bara dukhi nijaye more koro sukhi. Rakodanga charanera pasha. Nijai pada kamala koti chanda shushi tala. Ichayai jagat churaya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Vaja. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Nitya Prasthu Pramansa Srila Bhakti Rakkak Siddha Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Safarikarshi Shri Guru Gauranga Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Safarikarshi Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiyo Ki Jai. Jai Safarsada Sriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Govinda Dham Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasatamat Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Sridhar Mission Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Rinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Panchakalpataru Chakrapasindu Paditanam Padane Bhavashtavidvamanam. Approximately, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev appeared in Bengal, West Bengal, East Bengal, also came down to the world. The modern theistic mentality searchers, they have no difficulty to understand or to accommodate that
Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord Himself, could have appeared 500 years ago. Historians can only believe it if He appeared 5,000 years ago. It's also true, Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. And there's another section who can also accommodate that He appears now, at the present as well. He appears in the form of the Divine Master, and He also appears in the form of the Holy Name, sound, vibration, form. The historical appearance of the Lord, historicity, is not evidence of His appearance. The evidence of His appearance is only that one becomes a recipient of His grace. It's the only evidence or proof. There was, when Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi went to Jagannath Puri and fainted in the temple in the presence of Lord Jagannath, then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who was well known at the time as the greatest scholar in India, he took care of the Lord, and he thought, he is a great devotee. In the scriptures it's mentioned, the great devotees, great bhaktas, if they experience a revelation of divine love, then symptoms of ecstasy arise in their body, like fainting, weeping, laughing, insanity, all good things. Anyway, Mahaprabhu had fainted, and Sarvabhauma put some cotton wool near his nostrils to see medically and so on, see his pulse and breath and so on. And considered he is a sannyasi, a monk, an exalted personality, and in some divine transportation he has shown this sign that he must be taken care of. So he saved him, as it were, from the guards of the temple, that he would not, in that apparent unconscious state, suffer any abuse, etc. But he thought he is a great devotee, which in itself is also good. But Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, said differently. He said, "You are a great scholar, Jai Sri Sri Guru Granga, Gandharva Giridhari Jiu Ki Jai." He said, "You are a great scholar and you're renowned as the greatest scholar in the country. But what's the use of your scholarship? Have you not read the scriptures, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, and other Vedic scriptures? Because this is the Lord Himself come down in this form, in this golden form." And he gave the quotation, "Suvarna varno he mango varangas chanda angadi sannyasa kritsamo shanto nishta shanti parayana krishna varnam tusha krishna," etc. And then Sarvabhauma, given to scholarship than devotion at the time, which is one of the inconveniences of learning, one of the main obstacles of erudition is that one thinks one knows everything to know. The ego that one knows is generally the cause of one's downfall, an obstacle to devotion, jnana, or knowledge and renunciation of this world. Generally only take one to the Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma, the impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth, which is considered as the outside wall of the spiritual world, an effulgence that's called Brahma Jyoti. So Jnana Vairagya generally take one only as far as that area. And the paradox is, as Srila Govinda Raj mentioned the other day, yesterday or the day before, is that in that state of pure non-differentiated spiritual merging, one still has to come back to this world to reap the results of one's karma. Although the converse would be thought to be true rather than the fact is such, and it is mentioned also in Bhagavatam. Jene Ravindaksha Vimuktamanina Stai Astabhava Ravishuddha Buddhaya Arujya Krishna Padang Padang Tata Patantriyadho. Onarita Josmorangaya. After enduring excruciating austerities, one may come, reach the Brahmapad, or the plane of spirit without matter. But that plane, that first stage of that plane, is only as the lower edge of the divine plane. Upper edge of the mundane plane, viraja, river. Raja meaning activity, activation, and viraja when there's no longer any more material action and interaction. This is called the viraja river, viraja, upper limit of the mundane plane. And the lower limit, lowest limit, if it could be measurable, of the divine plane, means the first entry point, for want of better words, is the Brahmalok, or the non-differentiated Brahma. That's been described as Nishaktika, Nirvishesh, Niraka, meaning there is no manifestation of potency, of power, no manifestation of any qualities, and no manifestation of any forms. It is a plane as a sheet, or an amorphous existence unto itself. To go to that prakriti nirbham, or to merge with that final limit of this plane, that is nirvana, as sought after by the Buddhists, and to go to that brahma, as brahma nirvana, nirvana meaning extinction. As you blow out a candle, that's called nirvana. So when you blow out your existence, I don't mean by the modern term of blowing out, in the philosophical term, although virtually it comes to the same thing. But when you extinguish your existence in the lowest level, most basic entry level of the divine plane, that's called Brahma Nirvana. It is to merge, because that amorphous substance, as it were, is composed of nothing more than a collection of jiva souls. They are the substance of which that is composed, and that is also known as a light, a jyoti, an effulgence, which comprises the walls of the spiritual world. That spiritual world which is known as parabrahma, and that also is known in stages, and the stages from this world upward are Bhurbhuva Swara Mahajana Tapa Satya, and then the Viroja River, then the Brahmalok, or the non-differentiated plane, then going to the first plane where the Lord resides and his Narayan form is known as Vaikuntha. Vigata Kunta Jasmad, Vaikuntha meaning where there is no obstacles or the infinite world begins. We cannot say that the infinite world actually in the true sense has any beginning or end, but to satisfy our suspicious minds at least we have been given these terminologies. So from Vaikuntha there are also, in lieu of the Lord's divine manifestations and pastimes as a person with his associates, there are the stages known as Vaikuntha, Ajodhya, where Lord Ram appears, Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Radha Kunda. As a roadmap, these are the stages from our present existence upward, and these planes have been given to us, these dimensions, not to be conceived as balls floating in outer space, although some artists have chosen to portray them as such, some devotional artists, but more than balls or globes floating in outer space, rather dimensions. And being that the transcendental world is the ultimate dimension, then it will be judicious and prudent for us to think of that plane not as necessarily something beyond our jurisdiction in a foreign place, but rather the place which is nearest to us and in which all other planes exist within. For this reason, therefore, Upanishad and other scriptures have spoken of the Absolute Truth and the Absolute Lord and His abode as tadure tadantike, as so near yet so far. Actually, it's expressed in that term the other way, so far yet so near. If we say in English, so near yet so far, we are left with the conception of so far. But the Vedic expression is so far yet so near. And that leaves us with the feeling, or feeling here meaning realization of so near rather than so far. And the whole Vedic gamut of messages are given to have us know the nearness, not the distance, of that divine world of which we are all members of and which is our home. And home is sweet, Srila Guru Maharaj used to say so many times. So that Goloka, Vrindavan, is the sweet home and hearth, and that homeliness has been shown in Vrindavan in its most glowing form and exalted form, but that exaltedness is known not in the respect of opulence such as wealth, gold, gems, etc. But rather, there in Vrindavan, the necklace of the Lord are forest flowers. The jewels of his crown is like a wreath of forest flowers, and his all-conquering power is not the power of an emperor or a king or a general or a warrior, rather the power of affection, as a young boy who plays in a rural setting, and that's known as Vrindavan. Jang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam. What's the first part? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasya Daiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Jam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Those whose eyes have been anointed with the salve, as they say in America, or salve, as we say in other places, of love divine. Those blessed eyes of the saintly devotees, they can behold the Lord's sweet form, blackish blue as a rain cloud, which is yet inconceivable, filled of inconceivable divine qualities. And that Govinda, Lord Govinda, who gives joy and who gives life to all, do I worship. Lord Brahma prayed thus. Hare Krishna. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is that self-same Sri Radha Govinda, who came down to the world as his own devotee, Antah Krishna Bahir Gauram, Darshitanga Divaibhavam, Kalau Sankirtana Daishma, Krishna Sankirtana Asrita, Ashraya. He has taken shelter of in this world, in this time, in this age, through the method, the serving method, divine serving method of Nama Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan, or the congregational chanting of the holy name, is not a conversion process or superimposition, superimposing or impositional proselytizing don't mind it. The big words, they come when we feel some fatigue, physical fatigue, because to express in a childish way seems more belaboring. But the gist of our search and the gist of our necessity is our real driving force. And Mahaprabhu although he showed himself as a monk, he did not, as a method of austerity or a practitioner, he did not try to spread chanting of the name. It was done by him just as the sun gives rays of light and warmth concomitantly. It was his very nature as the Lord. It was his personal nature to do that, personal swarup. It was his personal swarup to emit and diffuse those rays of the light of love divine. As such, whoever saw him, they chanted Harinam, the holy name of the Lord, And that chanting meant they were now Vaishnavas. There was no formal initiation shown in general. Only they who beheld him, their hearts would be melted. They would chant, just as butter will be melted if you place it in the sun ray, and it will become ghee. They would be purified, and then they were Vaishnavas. This is very simple. Doesn't require much anthropology or philology or philosophy or any ology or osophy. And this is the position. And that has attracted the simple hearts, the simple God-seeking. God-seeking means here God-loving, not God-fearing. God-fearing is a lower plane of spirituality, but of course something is better than nothing. But God-searching for the sake of God-loving rather than God-fearing. God-fearing discourages our search. It causes us to go the other way from him. And Mahaprabhu is therefore considered the most merciful descent of the Lord. And he distributed, gave freely without considering qualifications or disqualifications of the recipients. Only his ecstasy, his outpouring of love divine, was his dispensation. He didn't promise everybody if they became a member of his society, they would give him, he would give them free vegetarian food all over the world. But some people were doing that to try to, what do they do? To encourage those who are very hungry for vegetarian food. But it was only his gift of love divine, for itself and by itself, to give. And Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned, more than the gift is the giver of the gift. Without the giver there would not be such a gift. And we are so fortunate, actually, that in our jaded world today, we have got some perception, a touch of the knowledge of the giver of that gift in the form of Om Vishnupad, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Therefore, Jaya Srila Govinda Maharaj is written here and written everywhere. It is our, how shall we say, it is a great fortune come down upon us all. Because that holy name can only also be given by the associates of the Lord, by the beloved devotees of the Lord, who are always with him and with whom he is always with. So today is Ravivar Mahotsav, and it's the day of the Christian sermon, the day of the sun. The day of the sun has been chosen as the day of rest. And with all honor and respect, on that day of rest, those who are searching for their Lord, they rest not from their spiritual, they become more active in their spiritual search. It is in our Western world the case. But to rest from mundanity is to become more active in divinity. It may be thought that way. When the sun presides, the yogis proceed to the spiritual world. When darkness presides, they may have to return to this world. It's also been given in the Gita. But that has been said not to be day or night. It's said to be when the particular devata or deva, particular god or demigod, as it may be said, presides at that time as auspicious. But in the giving of the holy name and the holy name's appearance in this world, there is no consideration of purity or impurity, or country or time, or circumstance, or that is to say, recipient. It is a gift unto itself. And today is anything else other than Sunday? Huh? Aji aro kichu ki? Huh? Aji kichu din amader ponjikay kichu din ache aji nai. Oh. Ha, what is your question, Prabhu? Huh? Brahma. Brahmanda. What about the Brahmanda? What is your question about Brahmanda, Prabhu? Aapna jigyasa tha ki, bolun. Ki jigyasa? Ha. Cannot understand that. Ananta Koti Brahmanda means unlimited universes, infinite. In this world is considered Simit, no doubt. It is a limited place. And Vaikuntha, unlimited, where there is no obstacle, therefore infinite. But that infinity is also present in this world. It is the Lord. To acknowledge the Lord's existence means to acknowledge He is present even in this, as well, in this world. Everything is within me, He said, yet I am not within it.